scripture reading this evening comes from the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verses 9 through 13. John 1, 9 through 13, New American Standard Bible. There was the true light which coming into the world enlightens every man. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and those who were his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. This evening our lesson is about God our Father. I can't help see a Father's Day without thinking about God. I suppose many of you are that way. I think we ought to be that way, because the ultimate Father, of course, is God. God who decided to make us. God who made us. God who put us here, gave us a beautiful start, let us make choices, and lets us deal with the consequences of our choices. That's God. That's a father, and that's what fathers have to do. So tonight, the message is really simple. It's not anything complicated. It's not any deep doctrinal lesson. I just want to talk about some things that give honor to God and how we ourselves ought to also be things that give honor to God, the children of God. Let us honor God in our lesson tonight. God our Father, oh, the great honor we owe God our Father every day. Remember to thank Father God. I heard that phrase in a few of the prayers of the men and other places where I've been. They would often speak of Father God, Father God. And I like that. I like to hear things, because when I hear things in prayers, I know that those are the things that people are thinking inside their mind. And when they address God as Father God, it seems kind of special to me. The great honor we owe God our Father every day. My mother's favorite psalm, Psalm 100, 1 through 5. Shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful singing. Know that the Lord himself is God. It is he who made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name, for the Lord is good. His loving kindness is everlasting, and his faithfulness to all generations. Whenever we begin to think that we made ourselves, or that we can make the decisions that God can make for us, we're mistaken. It is God who made us, not we ourselves. I thought this would be an appropriate song, and of course I won't try to lead it. You saw the height of my ability of song leading on Wednesday night, and I made the comment that I did used to lead singing in the prison when I was not a prisoner but doing prison ministry. And they were a captive audience, so they had no choice but to listen. I did okay. You know, me and Chester Kelly, we'd rotate. He'd preach. I'd try to lead songs, and then I'd try to preach, and he'd lead songs. But this is a nice one to honor our God. This is my Father's world, and to my listening ears, all nature sings and round me rings the music of the spheres. This is my Father's world. The birds their carols raise. The morning light, the lily white, declare their Maker's praise. This is my Father's world. I rest me in the thought of rocks and trees, of skies and seas. His hand the wonders wrought. This is my Father's world. Oh, let me ne'er forget that though the wrong seems oft so strong, God is the ruler yet. This is my Father's world. Why should my heart be sad? The Lord is King. Let the heavens ring. God reigns. Let the earth be glad. This is my Father's world. He shines in all that's fair. In the rustling grass I hear him pass. He speaks to me everywhere. In the rustling grass, I hear him pass. He speaks to me everywhere. Sometimes when I was a new Christian, and occasionally I'll stop and think about that verse, in the rustling grass, I hear him pass. He speaks to me everywhere. And it used to bother me because I used to take everything too literally. But I begin to think about, well, you know, he did make that grass. And it rustles because he made it. And it's rustling because of the wind that he made. And it's growing in the soil that he made. So yeah, I do hear him when the grass rustles. It's his grass. Psalm 19, 1 through 2. The heavens are telling of the glory of God, and their expanse is declaring the work of his hands. Day to day pours forth speech, and night to night reveals knowledge. There is no speech, nor are there words. Their voice is not heard. Their line has gone out through all the earth, and their utterances to the end of the world. In them he has placed a tent for the sun, which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber. It rejoices as a strong man to run his course. Its rising is from one end of the heavens, and its circuit to the other end of them. And there is nothing hidden from its heat. The law of the Lord is perfect, restoring the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true. They are righteous altogether. They are more desirable than gold, yes, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the drippings of the honeycomb. Moreover, by them, your servant is warned. In keeping them, there is great reward. Who can discern his errors? Acquit me of hidden faults. Also keep back your servant from presumptuous sins. Let them not rule over me. Then I will be blameless, and I shall be acquitted of great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Isn't it interesting that without our collaboration, Joe and I chose this same passage. He had it in the Lord's Supper this morning, and I have it in the sermon tonight. And I think sometimes God works in us in things like that. Some things are more than mere coincidences. This is a day to honor God. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. A rock is something you can depend upon. A redeemer is someone who buys you back. That's what our God did for us. In Matthew chapter 6, Jesus is trying to explain to people where true importance lies, what things really matter, and what we should put our trust in. He says, no one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and wealth. For this reason I say to you, do not be worried about your life as to what you will eat or what you will drink, nor for your body as to what you will put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, that they do not sow, nor reap, nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not worth more, much more than they? And who of you, by being worried, can add a single hour to his life? And why are you worried about clothing? Observe how the lilies of the field grow. They do not toil, nor do they spin. Yet I say to you that not even Solomon, in all his glory, clothed himself like one of these. Solomon was born like anyone else, but born the son of a king, born the son of a beautiful woman. Not really in line to be king, but somehow ended up king and was used by God and given great wisdom by God. He was naked when he was born, but yet God clothed him. He was one of the richest men who has ever lived, one of the wisest men who has ever lived. But the simple grass of the field has better clothing than Solomon ever did. Matthew 6:30-33, but if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the furnace, will he not much more clothe you? You of little faith, do not worry then, saying, what will we eat, or what will we drink, or what will we wear for clothing? For the Gentiles eagerly seek all these things. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things, food, clothing, shelter, a relationship with God, all of these things will be added to you. In this context, the Gentiles represent someone who are some distance from God, even though God is close to them, they don't know it. And they don't know enough about him. Those are the people who were kind of on the outer edge of relationship with God. They could come in, but most of them didn't know that they should. They had their own concept of God. And he's saying, look, even those people understand that they need these things. But we understand, or we'd ought to, where these things really come from. Matthew 12:46-50, in regard to God being our Father and who is your family. While he was still speaking to the crowds, behold, his mother and brothers were standing outside, seeking to speak to him. Someone said to him, behold, your mother and your brothers are standing outside, seeking to speak to you. But Jesus answered the one who was telling him and said, who is my mother and who are my brothers? And stretching out his hand toward his disciples, he said, behold, my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of my Father who is in heaven, he is my brother and sister and mother. That's the important family to have. Is the crown over the words? That's just kind of a change from one computer to the other. Sorry about that. But I mentioned this morning that I got a WeChat message from one of my former students in China, who was one of John's babysitters, who has regarded me as Papa. She always called me her father. And she wrote this morning and said, happy Father's Day, John and I love you. And, you know, to me, that's family, when someone is like that. It's hard to leave people like that 8,000 miles away, you know. But that's what our family really is. The family is the family of God. The family, these are the people who are seeing that God is their Father. When we have God as our Father, we have family all over the world. Almost anywhere you go, you'll find family if God is your Father. Jesus came up and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. God is our Father if we are willing to follow him. He has every right and every bit of authority and every bit of power to set the rules and every ability to keep his promises. He promises us that if we are baptized into Christ for the forgiveness of our sins and we stay faithful to him, that he is our Father and we will be with him for eternity if we stay faithful in following him. Mark 16:15-16. And he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. He who has believed and has been baptized shall be saved, but he who has disbelieved shall be condemned. These are the words of Jesus. These are the words that God wanted him to speak. This is the offer that he makes to you so that you can be a child of God. Jesus, who came and died on the cross to be a ransom for our sins, to make us family with God as our Father. In each one of these pictures, there's been a crown. In one case, it even went over the words, so we couldn't possibly miss it. But you know, he gives a crown to those who are his children. When life is over and the day of judgment comes, each one of us gets to have a crown. All those who will love the appearing of the Lord Jesus Christ, according to Paul in his writing, according to the book of Revelation, there's a crown for each one of us. Do you look forward to a crown? It'll be better than this. This crown is made of dust. I don't know where this picture came from. I don't know if that's real 18 karat gold. I don't know if those are real jewels, but it doesn't matter because it's all dust. Amen? It's all dust. But the crown that he's going to give us is an eternal one, where we have an eternal relationship with God our Father if we will follow him. If we have sinned, God becomes our Father when we are baptized into Jesus for the forgiveness of our sins. In Galatians 3, 26 through 27, our scripture reading this morning, "For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ." Clothing is kind of special. I mean, we all need it, right? Ever since the Garden of Eden, we've started to need clothing. One of the interesting things that happened to me today was that Philip said, "Look at my shirt." And he told me about his shirt. He said, when my little boy was 2 years old, 2 years old, 3 years old, that someone bought two shirts, and that's one of them right there, the one he's wearing, and the other one was a matching shirt that his son had. All of us who are in Jesus Christ have matching clothing. We're all clothed in the same kind of robe. Jesus the Christ, the Son of the living God. And that makes us royalty. That makes us children of God. For you're all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ. I had a good friend in Crossville, Illinois, and we were talking about how he probably ought to be baptized at some point. And he said, "Well, Tim, I'm really claustrophobic. I'll probably kick you to death if you try to baptize me. You know, you get me under that water, I'm going to go berserk." You know, and we kept talking about it. And I did a sermon one day. I had been out trimming the trees, and I'd had a white T-shirt on, and it was really, really impossible now for it to ever become clean because there was this stuff in the tree that made it black in many places. And so I brought that shirt in, and I brought a clean one in, and I held up the two. And when he saw that, he began thinking about it. You know, in my sins, I'm like that shirt that's all spotted and stained and can't be cleaned. Yet in Jesus, I can be cleaned, and I'll be just like that white shirt. And he put aside his fear, and he let me baptize him. He let me bury him under the water, and he didn't kick me at all. And he came out of there born again, a brand new baby Christian, ready to serve God his Father. And he served him well the rest of his life. He was almost 70 years old. I think he was 70. Yeah, he was 72 or 73 years old then. 72 or 73 years old when he did that. Gerald Lemon, Crossville, Illinois. He's not with us anymore, but he's waiting for us. For you're all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ. Psalm 145, 1 through 4. I will extol you, my God, O King, and I will bless your name forever and ever. Every day I will bless you, and I will praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and highly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise your works to another and shall declare your mighty acts. On the glorious splendor of your majesty and on your wonderful works, I will meditate. Men shall speak of the power of your awesome acts, and I will tell of your greatness. They shall eagerly utter the memory of your abundant goodness and will shout joyfully of your righteousness. The Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and great in loving kindness. The Lord is good to all, and his mercies are over all his works. All your works shall give thanks to you, O Lord. And your godly ones shall bless you. They shall speak of the glory of your kingdom and talk of your power to make known to the sons of men your mighty acts and the glory of the majesty of your kingdom. If God is your Father, you should tell someone this week. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures throughout all generations. The Lord sustains all who fall and raises up all who are bowed down. The eyes of all look to you, and you give them their food in their due time. You open your hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and kind in all his deeds. The Lord is near to all who call upon him, to all who call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of those who fear him. He will also hear their cry and will save them. The Lord keeps all who love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. My mouth will speak the praise of the Lord, and all flesh will bless his holy name forever and ever. Forever and forever. Do you look forward to forever and forever, where you can daily, on that one long eternal day, bless his name forever and ever? God our Father, oh, the great honor we owe God our Father every day. Remember to thank Father God. This evening, if you have any need to respond to the message or to the thoughts of your mind as you have meditated on the Word of God and come to realization that you need to make a change that's of important, significant value, let us help you with that if we can, while we stand and while we sing.